Three Milwaukee County Jail employees have been charged in the dehydration death of a man who died in custody nearly 2 years ago. WUWM's Latoya Dennis has the story.
Terrell Thomas was 38 and suffered from bipolar disorder. He was arrested on a gun charge and taken into custody in April 2016. Thomas was held in the Milwaukee County Jail for about a week without access to water during much of the time. Jail officials had ordered his water to be shut off after they said he was causing problems, including flooding. Here's Lieutenant Kashka Metters testifying at an inquest into Thomas's death last year.
He had the part of the rib mattress. And he was pushing that down in the toilet as well, flooding it, making the water come out from under his cell into the day room area.
Metters says she ordered Thomas's water shut off just until his behavior improved, but no one ever turned it back on, and Thomas died from dehydration. Yesterday, Metters was charged with the felony offense of neglecting an inmate. At a press conference, acting Milwaukee County Sheriff Richard Schmidt said his heart goes out to the Thomas family.
Law enforcement is told to serve and protect, not just arrest, not just to throw people in jail, but we've got to take care of people too. I'm sworn again. These are pre-trial detainees that we're sworn to take care of. So to the family, yes, I have nothing but my deepest sympathies for their loss, and it is heartbreaking.
Nancy Evans, the former commander of the jail, has been charged with obstructing an officer and felony misconduct in office. It's alleged that after Thomas died, Evans ordered a lower-ranking captain to watch the surveillance video to find out if his water had been turned back on. It's said that officer reported back to Evans that no one had opened the water valve cabinet since the water was shut off. Evans is being accused of doing nothing to preserve the footage, which was overwritten and permanently lost. It's also said that during an investigation into the death, Evans was asked to look into why Thomas didn't have access to water in his cell. She never mentioned that the surveillance video showed the water being turned off and never turned back on, or that she had ordered someone to watch the video. Evans is facing more than 4 years behind bars if convicted. Metters, who ordered the water shut off, could be sentenced to about 3.5 years. The same is true for James Lee Ramsey Guy. He turned off Thomas's water and is accused of not notifying the person who took over for him at the end of his shift. Now that criminal charges have been filed, Acting Sheriff Schmidt says he can focus on how the three employees will be handled internally. As of Monday, they were placed on paid administrative leave. Schmidt says there's a process he has to follow, starting with them being brought in within the next 24 hours for questioning.
And they'll be questioned by our internal affairs individuals. This could include more people than in the scope of the criminal complaint, by the way. Secondly, they have 48 hours after that point. So we're looking at now 3 days total. They have 2 days to come by to look at our final reports, to review it with whoever their representatives are, whether it's attorneys, unions, or otherwise.
Schmidt says he'll make his decision about any discipline by the end of the week. An inquest jury last April had recommended that 7 deputies be charged. Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm says that while the other 4 people from the inquest will not be charged, there could be additional charges based upon the medical care received. The company Armor Correctional Health Services currently holds the contract to provide medical and mental health care at the jail. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.